What's up, Lady Ballers? Welcome to Should Soccer Girls Stay? What's up, guys? Welcome back.
Lady Ball is in the building.
All right, so we got to Paris yesterday. Feels like we've been here forever, right?
I feel like we've been here for 4 weeks. It's been 24 hours.
But our timeline is up. Timeline is off. But today was our first game watching the U.S. play, which was amazing, where PSG plays at home. Full crowd, right? How many people was it?
I think it was 45,000 people were in the stadium. So that was just an incredible turnout. And we saw a lot of familiar faces from the U.S. Mm-hmm. Feels like home, you know?
It does. Certainly does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right off the bat, the U.S., they looked good coming out, right? And they had a full, I guess, how many people were new in the starting lineup?
A handful. And, which was kind of nice because Shannon was saying this before, but it's really amazing how deep the bench is on the U.S. team, that you're able to put out a bunch of the bench players who are not, they're not really bench players. They can all be in the starting lineup every time. Yeah. So it's great to see them all get some minutes. Like, who are some of the girls
that we got to see today? We saw Jess McDonald.
Who has the longest throw-ins we've ever seen, ever. So props to her.
Well, we didn't see Alex Tobin or Pino at all, actually. But Tierna Davidson crushed it. We had Becky and Allie Krieger in the back.
Allie Long
came in. Emily Sana made her World Cup debut. That's how tired we are, guys. It's 11 p.m. right now.
Oh, man. So. All right. So it was really cool. Adidas, thank you so much for having us. I mean, it was so amazing to actually see these games up close and personal, because that's how you just get to feel the energy. And I just feel like a lot of U.S. pride was in the stadium. And props to Chile, too, because they had a huge fan base there. And from what we've heard, they actually, their team had been cut from the federation, and they basically have been losing every game because they don't practice and they're not as equipped as the U.S. team. So props to Chile for showing up and giving us a fight today. They were aggressive and they really held their own. Their goalkeeper, number one, I don't know her name, but she definitely made some amazing saves against Kristen Press. Kristen Press was on fire with her shots, but just wasn't. She couldn't finish them, you know?
Christine Endler is the goalie, by the way. And she does play for PSG.
Yeah.
Thanks to Twitter, we found this out.
So she plays for France, and it's so cool.
It's kind of cool that she was on her home field.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she couldn't stop Carly Lloyd and Julie Ertz, though. So Carly Lloyd's first goal, phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, she just she shot the ball so hard into the right side of the net. The goalkeeper kind of just stood there and was like in amazement.
She was shocked.
I'd be shocked too.
So it was 1-0, and then Chile had an opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm. They scored, and it thankfully got called offside.
Yeah.
We were having a freaking heart attack when we saw that, because we were saying it would have been so easy for Chile to tie up the game and then just pack the box and have everyone just defend the whole game so that they can at least get a tie.
Which we've seen before against the U.S. That's what teams like to do. I mean, and it was Alyssa Nair's like first real test, so that was a lot of pressure on her. And luckily, the defense pushed up. They were able to have that called offsides, late offsides call.
Mm-hmm.
So all the Chile fans were celebrating, getting all pumped. We were freaking out, but we thought it was offsides. Luckily, we had those refs, the VAR.
The VARs, I repeat.
Coming at you, the VAR refs.
Guys, if you haven't seen our Vargas and Garth VAR video,
oh man, we'll put it in our Instagram so you guys can watch the full thing. We'll put it in the description of this podcast. It's pretty funny. Also, shout out to the refs, all females, just repping, crushing it. They did a really good job. This is one of the few games I didn't complain about the refs the full time. I mean, granted, we won, so nothing to really complain about.
That's the truest statement I've ever heard. Like, I wasn't angry at a ref.
Perhaps it's because females really are, you know, all about the detail.
They really are.
Maybe that's why.
They are. That's all we have to say about that.
And then, so 1-0, had a scary, almost tying goal from Chile. And then Julie Ertz.
She comes in at the 20... 20- the 26th minute with a zinger.
Zing, zing.
A zinger off the noggin.
Zinger off the corner kick by Tierney Davidson, who is the youngest player on the U.S. Women's National Team since, who was it?
Since 95,
yeah. Was it? But who was in 95?
Oh, I don't know.
We played with her in Connecticut.
Oh, man.
She's Matt's friend.
I don't know.
Tiff Weimer?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe I'm making this up.
Maybe. But guys, like, yo, that is so cool.
Yeah.
She, I mean, this must be an incredible, incredible opportunity for her. I mean, she's making history, and I feel like it just goes along with the U.S. just making history.
Tiffany Roberts, not Tiff Weimer. Tiffany Roberts. My bad, guys.
Get your facts straight, okay?
Ugh.
Don't come here unless
you imagine being 20 years old and playing in the World Cup?
No, I'd poop my pantalones.
I don't even, what was I doing at 20 years old? I was in college.
Yeah.
I was nervous about college soccer at 20 years old. She's playing in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, we complained about things that didn't matter.
And she had 2 assists today.
Oh, my God.
Insane.
This team just is too good, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a crazy header. So,
oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Are we going to talk about her husband, Zach Ertz, who is A, beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Such a nice man.
A humble, like, we didn't even meet him, guys. Keep in mind, we didn't meet him. We didn't take a picture with him, but just watching him, he was.
No, he's a nice guy. Yeah.
And when Julie scored, he put his arms out, and I was like, did she look at him as he did that?
Well, they probably had a sign, like, if you score, I want to do this, or, like, you know when you, like, scratch your nose on TV or whatever, like, to say hi to someone or like, pick your nose or whatever. Just me? Just the nose picking?
No, okay. I think it is just you, yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that was, like, their little thing, which was really cute, and he had her jersey on, and she always wore his jersey. Their kids are going to be, like, the best professional everything players in the world.
It's just not
someday.
Fair. That's all I'm going to say. But anyway, guys, that love is real and we witnessed it. So anyways, moving on. So the last goal of the half and of the game, Carly Lloyd, right? Again, Carly Lloyd scored again.
And
I mean, in between all of that, Kristen Press had some amazing opportunities.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like every time before, she shot, I was like already celebrating.
Yeah.
And the goalie or someone came out with an unbelievable save.
Yeah.
A couple crossbar hits.
Oh, are we gonna talk about McDonald's? McDonald had an awesome shot and it hit the crossbar.
From the left side all the way across the right crossbar and it looked in. It was so
close. If that went in, I would have been very happy. I would have told her, good job.
She looked good, though. She was, like, she looked timid in the beginning, and then as she got more relaxed, you could tell, like, all right, she's starting to play her game. And I'm excited to see her continue to play in each game.
Yeah.
But I think it's great that the U.S. was able to put different people in and give some people a rest who already had played in the last game, just see what everyone's doing. And you don't want – the worst thing is when you come in, like, the last – I don't know, 2 minutes of a game. I feel like that's also like, you don't want to come in the finals in the World Cup. You want to play as it leads up to it. So you can like, you know, get the jitters out, you know, loosen up.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were saying. You don't want to peak in the beginning of the tournament.
Yep.
And it's so true. So the thing though, guys, that's very exciting is yes, it seems like the U.S. has had a cakewalk through the tournament so far.
No.
But guess what? They're playing Sweden in the next game for game 3. Mm-hmm. And Sweden is tied right now for they're at the top of the group. So guys,
so that's Wednesday.
Yeah. We all need to be on our game supporting the U.S. that day. Yep. They need all the energy.
Yeah.
The energy that they can get.
Yeah. They're going to do great, though. I feel like after the Olympics and seeing Sweden again, it's going to be a nice little, like, we're back and we're ready to, you know, ready to rock.
Yeah.
We will rock you.
Rock you.
We will. Rock you, Sweden.
Rock you,
Sweden.
All right.
What's going to be the score?
The score will be, I think, 3-1. What? Did we just become best friends?
You owe me a soda. We'll see.
Sorry, we're annoying ourselves, guys. So
guys,
I'm
that's
sorry
how tired we are, but we're really excited. Can you imagine how tired the U.S. team is?
Yeah, they're probably pretty
tired. What do you think
they're
doing right now?
Guys,
are they watching Lifetime?
Yeah,
in their sweatpants?
Is Jill Ellis letting the team frolic around France?
No. I wouldn't. I'd let them do whatever they want, which I think is literally hang out in your hotel bed, eating room service.
Yeah. That sounds like
they sounds probably ideal. Have on, what are those things that they put on your legs, the ice things?
Oh,
the glorious ice bag. Well,
the things that suck your legs in?
Yeah, but like this ice circulates it. I used them when I was like marathon training. They're glorious.
I forgot the name.
The recovery time is shortened.
Yeah, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, we'll make sure to put a link in the bio because we don't even know the name of it.
Do you remember freshman year what you were? So this is like back in the day, guys. Back in the day, because my grandmother's. Carly was like saying her legs are really sore, so our trainer gave it looked like a wetsuit. It looked like a wetsuit on her thighs.
Hey, like, guys, I have big muscular thighs.
You have regular soccer thighs. But these accentuated your thighs. You
to look the
like,
max.
Yeah.
I look like a seal.
No, you look like Beyonce about to dance.
Right. But with like, no rhythm.
With no rhythm on a soccer field.
I remember, guys, I walked out onto the field and everyone was laughing at me and I immediately took them off. And I think my trainer did it on purpose. So I would be.
They weren't helping you anyway. No. He was trying to prove a point like, shut up, everyone's legs hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's legs hurt. I don't even know why I got them anyway. Oh my God.
I think you just said they hurt, but it was so funny.
I don't.
Anyway, hopefully no one has those on right now.
Yeah. If you have those slides that make you look like a seal.
Your wetsuit pants on.
Oh, no, the worst part was I was sweating so much.
It was so hot. It's like 110 degrees.
I'm talking. Shut your mouth.
You shut your
mouth. When I had the slides on, the sweat wasn't being absorbed into it. So the sweat would go down my leg. I was just like, wow, your thighs really sweat a lot when you're running. Who so knew?
Gross. So gross. Anyway, the game was great. A ton of opportunities. They looked good. The defense looked good. I mean, couple little mistakes. I feel like we're getting them out of the way, get them out done, get them early, shake it out, don't be scared, you know?
Yeah. Well, one thing I do have to say, though, is that I actually think the U.S. should have won by a lot more than that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know. I think they're really on a good track, but I do think they need to just capitalize more on those opportunities. Like, for example, Carly Lloyd missed the PK. She would have had a hat trick in this game. I just think those are opportunities that you need to nail right away because we're not going to have that much luck when it comes to the games further into the tournament.
I mean, it's not like she's a nervous person taking a PK. Yeah. Like she was full confidence. Yeah. She just didn't have a good shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine taking that PK.
No.
But if you're going to take it, get it in.
If you're going to take it, you're going to be like, I'm getting this in.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
But didn't happen today. But get out of your system so Carly will get a PK next game and she'll score. Because she's also someone who won't let this affect her. And just like all of us, we have to put it in the past, learn from it, move on, be better, right?
Yeah, it's so true. That's great advice, Shannon.
Yeah, well.
Very good.
If you don't tell me to shut my mouth, I have good advice.
I didn't tell you to shut your mouth. I said shut your mouth.
We'll rewind this,
guys.
Damn
it, I don't know what I said.
She did say it. Shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
Our neighbors here are probably like, please.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Could you shut your mouth? How many baguettes do you think we've had since we've been here?
2 days, 5 baguettes.
I think one an hour.
We did run 10 to 12 miles today.
We did. Guys, we saw Notre Dame. We saw it all. We also got lost.
And we saw the Eiffel Tower. We saw it last night as well. We did get a little bit lost. The river is big, though. We saw a bunch of our fans. Shout out to you, Lady Ballers, for running up, hanging out with us, taking pics, chilling, talking about the game.
Yeah.
One of our fans, grandma's, brought her to the World Cup because at Christmas she had mentioned the World Cup. Shout out to Anna and her grandma from Smithtown.
Yeah, Long Islanders.
Long Island, New York, represent.
Let's go. She was so cute. And then we did a grandma chant, which, by the way, is very rare nowadays.
Never did I ever think we'd do a grandma chant today, but I'm always down for a good grandma chant.
Yeah, I think.
It went a little something like, grandma, 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 grandma. And grandma chanted grandma with us, which is like, pew, pew. Awesome.
She was like, Mima, Mima. I'm just kidding. Also, just real quick, I just want to touch that we were at the Luna Bar event at the Eiffel Tower last day. Yeah. And we were with some pretty empowering women like Julie Foudy and tennis pro Venus Williams people. That woman is a force to be reckoned with. And
they all were.
They really were. And it was just cool to hear about how they are really making changes for women's inequality right now. It just was empowering. We want to use our voice and our social platform to get you guys talking about it.
And Hillary Knight.
Yes, Hillary Knight, the hockey player. Yep. She was so awesome. Guys, the easiest way you can support women's sports is to turn the TV on and watch it.
Yep.
Like, that is a huge way of saying, I'm interested and I support this.
That's what they were saying. The more people who are going to watch and hype it up and make people recognize how important they are, the more other people who don't recognize them will.
I know.
Let's get it going. Let's get the hype going.
Yeah.
Isn't Fox already breaking records on all these games watched, right?
They are. They're breaking records, like, above average by 100%. Like, I forget what the stats were. They're pretty 100%, insane.
You heard it here first.
Don't quote me. Quote, but unquote, if wrong. Quote, if right. Did you hear me? You got it. We're actually going to be hopefully on the Twitter live feed for Fox. So hopefully Tuesday we're on there with our friend Aaron West and Karina LeBlanc. You guys should totally check that out if we're on there. And if not, we'll let you guys know. So I think we're going to call it a wrap.
I'm
going
to let that. I need to take a nap. Yeah. But anyway, great game. Great fans. Great energy. It's just, I feel like it's onward and upward from here. I'm excited. It is.
Yeah. All right. So stay tuned. We're going to have bonus episodes all month.
Yeah.
So just open your ears, man.
Open your ears.
Open your ears and listen.
Open your eyes and you'll see. Your eyes are open. Remember that unicorn?
Oh my God. The unicorn game.
Open your eyes. Wow. I'll play the song at the end of this episode.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Lady Ballers. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we told you this song was going to be awesome.
If you're not listening to this the whole way, I don't know. We can't be friends.
If anyone's still listening, use unicorn20 at checkout on www.soccerbobs.com and you will get a 20% discount. And we're going to be impressed that you continue to listen to this song. Okay, cool. Bye.
Love you,
Open your eyes.